Hello and welcome to MGP 540. I'm Kevin. With me as ever, the sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello, hello, hello.
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 I need to change that. I can't keep saying as ever when we're all here, because more often than not, we're not all here. There needs to be new wording after 15 years or however long it's been.
Straight in. I've got a bone to pick with you, and I'm glad you brought that up. Because you're a swine.
What's your bone? I don't want to know about your bone.
Yeah. Because I crunched the numbers because you got in my head, you absolute swine. And I want an apology for you getting in my head. It's not fair.
I mean, that's not going to happen.
No, I know it's not going to happen. Because I was making plans for like March, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll come by on the Saturday because I'm missing too many podcast episodes and I feel a little bit bad about it. And then I thought, how many have I actually missed? And how many do you think I missed last year?
50.
That actually happened, I mean, because we all missed a few.
Well, yeah, but some of them were because of you.
I missed five.
Some of them we were so upset that you weren't here.
You missed five.
It's not about how many you missed last year. You've already missed two this year.
Yeah, I was on holiday for one of them, but
you've missed
five
of the podcasts we've done this year.
You have not stopped going on about it for weeks.
Yeah, because you're at a 50% attendance this year. I'm contacting your parents. I've got cause for concern.
Well, I was a bit like, I'm not worried anymore. Five episodes, that's an outrageous number to be badgering me over. But obviously, I don't want to miss any, really, if that makes sense. But you got to stop now. This is silliness. Five is not many.
I'm not going to stop. Especially because me and Anna are missing probably half of the next 6 months through various things. We certainly won't be around next week. There'll be a couple this month we miss probably.
My thought process was, he's absolutely building up this narrative that Sheepdog's never here because he's planning on disappearing and he wants to make it very clear that I'm the one who's not around.
Yeah.
This is what all that bald stuff over the years, Sheepdog's going bald, because you were worried about your hairline, weren't it? And you thought,
I've got the best hairline in Football Manager. It's well known. So
you spent a lot of money to get there, didn't you?
My hairline is sensational. I don't really understand my hairline. But looking at my dad and my brother, I really don't understand where my hairline's come from.
That's why you started all the baldness propaganda against me. You looked at your dad one day and you thought, oh, that's going to be me soon. And you were like, oh, look at bald.
What actually happened
is I
tried to look at you and the reflection off of your head blinded me. And I was like, my word, what's going on here? This is absurd.
Every accusation from Kevin is a confession, listener. Keep that in mind for the next 537 episodes.
It's all right, you say you missed five, but what about the ones that you don't do when me and Kevin aren't here? There's also
yes.
them to take
oh, you've got him. You have
she
got him.
No, I already counted that. We only missed eight between us. I was listening the other week when you were like, we're so far behind or whatever. You only counted the numbers. You didn't count the unnumbered ones.
How many unnumbered ones happened? Yeah, one happens.
There was like three or four when you said
that.
I counted them at the time.
The only one
I don't number is the Zeitgeist.
Well, we were on 497 before January 1st, 2023, and we finished the year on... we were on 38 plus all of the ones that aren't named.
The one that's not named. So that means as a group, we missed 12. So that's 12 that you missed straight away. Add on, how many did you count?
Five.
So you've missed a third of the year, is what you're saying.
Yeah, but I spent over a fortnight in hospital as well, remember?
I don't remember that at all. When did he spend
time
in hospital?
Not me personally. I was living in there with
my
son.
I spent several nights in hospital. I don't remember you being in hospital at any point.
Well...
Yeah, Mr.
The point is, I wasn't on for those weeks.
Mr. Third
time.
Of the Year, you monster.
I think we're doing all right anyway.
Well, in other news, it's just going to be Sheepdog and Pab next week, boys and girls. If there's no podcast, it's because these two couldn't be... Sorry, if there's no podcast, it's because Sheepdog couldn't be bothered.
I don't have anything on, so I will be there.
I guarantee that I'm going to be looking at my messages next Friday and it's going to be like, hey, Pab, have you played anything? Because I haven't. Shall we not bother? You are a monster. You were a monster, sir. So he's not even denying it. He knows it's happening.
No, I know
we'll
do.
Call him out on it, boys and girls. Call him out on it.
I mean, I was also like not very well last year. And a lot of the time it was like, no, I'd rather not do anything. And I'm not too bad at the moment. So, yeah, I think I'll be okay. I'm looking forward to it. I was thinking about it. I thought it was this week. Part of me was like, I messaged Anna earlier and said to Anna, are you on tonight? Because I had it in my head that one was coming up. I remember her saying about getting Suicide Squad early, and that's obviously out now, so I thought that that meant you weren't on. But,
no, so I could
apparently
play that and Persona this week.
Ooh.
Which I haven't
exactly. We've got many new games to talk about this week. We're the new game people.
Mm-hmm. Before you get
the
on to
the new game
though,
club.
On the topic of you being a dirty liar, I've also gained a new ability this week that is going to keep you in check on social media. I'm going to make sure you never get paid another dime from Elon Musk, because I can now write community notes.
Yeah, which... you'll lose that ability the moment you start lying.
I'm not going to lie. I'm just going to hold you accountable. No, I'm not really. It's been very fun going through and just being shown what people are lying about and then going and proving them wrong. This is...
You've got
I
to get
wish
a
I
life.
Could make this a job.
You have got to get
what?
A life. What are you doing with your time?
It's the most satisfying thing ever. And yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait for you to make a bold claim and for me to just be like, this isn't true. Here's the evidence.
You won't have any evidence. That's the thing. You won't be able to find evidence. I'm going to make. I'm going to tweet now. Sheepdog's been bald all his life.
I don't have many pictures of me from a young age.
Oh, don't you? That's a shame.
but no, yeah, I'm enjoying that. I know I'm lame, but if anyone who's followed me on Twitter knows, I get off on one. That's not what I meant to say. I go off on one when someone annoys me, and I don't like doing it. I kind of get a bit like, God damn it, I can't help myself, and now I don't have to. I can just write a little note and attack them that way, and demonetize them and affect them properly. I'm very delighted. I was helping, his name's not Postman Gav anymore, is it? Is it Choo Choo Gav, something like that? He was ranting at some train line person who was talking nonsense about the strike. So I just went and got the evidence and put a little note on there for him. I just thought, there you go.
Well, I've done my tweet. Let's see you put your evidence on there, sir.
Let's have a look.
There is no evidence.
The thing is, that doesn't make... I haven't read it yet, but it's not going to make any sense to anyone.
Doesn't need to make sense. I just don't think you can prove me wrong. You've been bald all your life. There's the proof. It's in a tweet. I've got evidence now. Somebody with a notable following tweeted it.
Here we go. The thing is,
don't
what's actually
the power
about
of my
is,
blue tick
is the amount of people who are going to put note not needed and stuff like that on it. This is going to go into the system now. I prove this, if this makes sense. And then they're going to have evidence that people are going to have to go and analyse and read through to check if I ever had hair.
You've never had hair.
I'm doing it now.
I'm sure you are. You're about to lose your ability to do it because I'm going to provide the evidence that you have always been bald.
Oh, God, you
I'm going to appeal straight back again. He's bald! He knows he's bald! Goodness me. I'm
trying to think how best to prove
it. You both want to be right and both just argue in the same
Yes, but the
thing.
Difference is I am right.
How do I... What do I link? Do I link YouTube? Might link YouTube. Might as well get people clicking my YouTube channel. I haven't done anything on there for a long time. Might as well get some views.
I mean, if your defence is going to be you bald in a YouTube video, then you may as well just give up now. Just give your ability back.
I'm going to go back to an old video when I had hair.
There's no such thing!
Pack it in. Stop.
Yeah, Chapman, pack it in. You're about to lose your monetization because you just tweeted a lie.
Well, no, you stop tweet. As well, obviously.
Yeah. You tell him.
Anna realises what side her bread's buttered all of a sudden. Not until I've refuted him, Anna. Not until I see a community note on there. I want to see it appear. I think it'd be brilliant.
Why? He's your friend.
It'll only affect that one tweet. It ain't going to affect all of his other tweets. But he has walked into my trap a little bit, hasn't he?
Anyway, video games, boys and girls. It's Persona Day, which means we do need to hurry things along because I have had to put it down for a few minutes in order to do this podcast. So if we could wrap things up here. Persona's good. Anna played another new game. We'll see you next week. We won't. These two will. Thanks for watching, listening, whatever you do. Bye-bye. I waved at the camera
this is a remake,
as well.
Yeah? It's not a...
What, this podcast? It feels like it.
It's not a new Persona, right? Is it 3, did you say?
Persona 3 Reload. So yeah. It's a remake of one from like 15 years ago.
But it looks like four.
Well,
five?
It's a remake. It's not a re-release. It is a remake. Okay. So they've redone all the graphics, the sound design. They've put a voice. Hey, they've done something Pokemon could never do. They've fully voice acted the whole thing, which it wasn't done previously.
Not all voice.
All of the important stuff, the social link stuff, is all voice acted. It looks very shiny and pretty, and they've added in some of the mechanics from Persona 4 and Persona 5 as well to bring it up to speed a little bit. Well, some of the stuff is slightly different. I mean, I never played 3. I'm just basing this on my reading that I've done.
Oh, okay.
But because I did, when they re-released 3 and 4 a couple of years ago, I had it on my Steam Deck, I had it on my Switch and just never got around to it. And as soon as they announced Reload was coming, it was like, right, okay, well, I now won't play it. I'll play it in its shiny form. So got it downloaded this morning. £60 I paid for this to play it on the Steam Deck, bearing in mind it's on Game Pass. But we're going away next week to a place with no internet connection. So I need to be able to play it without an internet connection. So had to get the Steam version. So £60 to download it, worth every penny. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I've only been able to play the first couple of hours because I had to do this pesky thing called work during the main part of the day.
You haven't done that for a while.
I work very, very hard, Sheepdog. I'm a very hardworking, honest businessman. But I spent the last couple of hours this evening just cracking through the early bits of it. And it is, it's everything I've ever dreamt of. To me, it is a new Persona game because I never played 3, and it is wonderful and Persona-y. And I'm already wandering around the school chatting people, and I'm already bashing baddies. And it's...
How far have you got?
Just super. I'm in the big tower thing.
I've just got there and I downloaded it this morning.
Yeah, I don't mess about.
It's because I've not been very well all day, but wow, okay.
Yeah, we don't mess about around here. We crack on. I knew I needed to get to the point where I couldn't just come on here and say, well, I've walked around the school a bit and done some tutorial. I knew I actually had to play some of the actual game. And yeah, it feels lovely. Having played Persona 5 most recently, I'd forgotten how much I enjoy Shuffle Time. Shuffle Time is great.
Shuffle Time
is what you get after the end of battling a shadow, where you have to pick a card and then you can chain the cards up, and it's just a cool little post-battle mechanic. No, it wasn't in 5, what I mean.
What kind of name is Shuffle Time?
It's when you defeat everything all at once. And then
Literally some cards that get shuffled during a period of time. It's very descriptive of what's happening. A bit of Shuffle Time. We love Shuffle Time.
It's an image, though, doesn't it?
Of cards how long being is this shuffled, game? Yes. I don't know. I haven't even looked. Probably somewhere between 50 and 100 hours would be my guess. It's a Persona game. How long to beat Persona 3 Reload? You can expect to spend up to and over 100 hours with it.
Yes,
there you go. Mm. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, you could get one of the bad endings, fail earlier, and it won't be quite so long. So
maybe
do it. Play it like you played that other game a few years ago. Just miss out a whole chunk of the game by doing it.
I still need to go back and replay that.
Whole chunk of game.
Yeah, I did start it again, and I got to like a corner shop or something, and then I just haven't been back to it. But I do need to go back to that.
Was that Detroit? Yeah, Detroit.
Yeah. God. Sometimes I remember things like that, and I'm like, they should have sent me to be checked.
Well, you've got the opportunity to do that in this game. If you make all the wrong decisions and just keep ballsing stuff up, it'll be much shorter. So if you're worried about not being able to fit it in, just play it Sheepdog style.
I feel like if I was a football manager, I can't remember the attributes or the stats you get. You like it to call it a specific way around, don't you? But the one where it says decision making, mine would just be zero, wouldn't it? For these games.
Not just for the games.
I really want to get into these. And
well, this is your opportunity.
A big talk on them.
There's three of them all available for free on Game Pass now. You have no excuse not to just start playing one of them. To be honest, I'd probably start with 5. If I was completely new, I'd start with 5 because it's the most recently made, the most shiny, polished. I mean, although this is a remake, there is still some of the stuff that is a little bit clunky, and it's clear that they've not completely redone everything to make it like 5. So it's not quite so polished. Some of the interactions are a little bit weird. And I'm having, Pabby, you'll love this, I'm having some frame rate issues on my Steam Deck, and I actually noticed them.
Interesting.
That's how bad they are. I went on, there's this website called Reddit. I went on there, and there was a solution, and I've had to turn off ray tracing, and that's fixed it. But it was properly clunky.
Wow.
I want to put ray tracing on a Steam Deck.
Well, I just I didn't fiddle with the settings at all. I just left it as it was. And that was what was the problem. It was making it run very, very, very slowly. Only there's basically this row of shops that you walk past, and it's every reflection uses ray tracing, apparently. So when I was walking down this glass-fronted street, the game just felt like it was going to completely fall over because it was constantly creating new ray-traced reflections in these windows. But I've turned that off, and it now runs absolutely fine, as it should. I mean, it's only 20 gigs worth of game, so the actual file size, it shows that although they've polished up the really obvious stuff, the file size is actually much smaller than Persona 5, but the game is just as long. So there's obviously a lot in there that hasn't necessarily had the Persona 5 treatment applied to it, because I think the file size of Persona 5 is like 60 gig, so it's like three times the file size for a similar length game that, based on the first couple of hours, looks very similar. So there's obviously a lot under the hood that hasn't been bulked up, unless they've just got much more efficient at their coding in recent years. Who knows? I'm not the expert. I am the expert. I am the self-proclaimed Persona expert around here. One thing I am disappointed about, I've been trying for months, cannot get the special edition of this anywhere. It was an Amazon exclusive, really? But it sold out on Amazon immediately. I can't find it for a reasonable price on any kind of reseller. And I've had the special editions of 4 and 5, including the re-released version of 5. I've spent hundreds of pounds on Persona special editions over the years, and I don't have this one, and it is upsetting me. So if anyone from Atlas or Sega or anywhere else wants to just send me one for free... that would be really nice. I'd probably say thank you. So can't really say fairer than that.
You might bring yourself to lower that far.
Yeah, exactly. I might acknowledge them. That'll be the last. That's the last time I acknowledge either of those companies until I receive the freebie that I want. This is up there with the Songbird. This is the level of hunting special edition toys. We're at those of you who've been listening for like 10 years.
You didn't hunt for remember that at all.
I did until I got it. Oh, well, the hunt
you
for
got
the Songbird.
It because I just handed it to you.
Yeah, but I'd been hunting for it for a year before then.
Oh, I put like no effort into getting that. I just arrived
because you got
it.
A free. So there you go. Better get me the Persona 3 special edition. This is what I want.
You didn't ask.
Well, I'm literally doing that now.
Yeah, I'm saying before that, you know, you got to ask the question, ain't you? You got to ask the right question to get the right response.
Can I have the special edition, please? Because it comes with I don't really even need the CDs because I don't own a CD player. So as cool as the soundtrack is, because the soundtracks are always great in these games, I don't really need that. I just want the figure to put it with my other figures from the other pre-orders that I've got. This one doesn't come with a bag for Anna to steal either, which is good because she stole my Persona 5 bag and used it for her swimming kit.
Didn't
or took it to the beach or something. You ruined it in some way. I can't remember what you did to it.
I didn't ruin it. I gave it you back.
It wasn't boxed fresh when it came back.
It wasn't boxed fresh, but I didn't ruin it. Lying to people. I did not ruin it.
I'll go on my LinkedIn right now and message the person that I've been speaking to for the past 3 months that works for Sega and could probably just
Well, if you
out
sort this out for me, I'll tweet that you're not bald.
But you know, I want an apology for all the nonsense you put me through.
I've already said I'll thank them. I'm not doing a thank you and an apology for one piece of plastic. Goodness me.
It means I have to log out of one LinkedIn account and into another, which is really irritating, but I'll do it.
There's no community response on that tweet, by the way, which I'm a little bit disappointed about.
The thing is, what's really weird about their system is someone who believes different things to me now needs to go and see that and agree that what I've said is correct or something like that.
I hope it's someone who realizes that it's just you using it for your personal use and decides, no, he is bald. Yeah.
So like, I don't know, say that someone who supports some side of a political argument frequently votes one way and stuff. If I frequently vote the other way and stuff, and then we both agree on a topic, that's more likely to get published. It's a weird system. It's a clever system because it's got to be balanced, but it does mean that a lot of stuff gets left behind. So we'll see what happens. It'll probably take like a week, and then it'll appear next week, just go, it's not bored. And or someone else will write a community note. Some listener who's also got the ability will put another note on there and
saying, yes, he is, and send a picture of you being bald, which would be superb. If anyone has got that ability and would like to do that for me, you'll get a thank you.
Yeah, I didn't really think this through, did I? We should have had this discussion off air. So have you just been on Persona and Football Manager this week? Have you played anything else?
All I've done, Football Manager, Persona, a little bit of Total Extreme Wrestling again, which I'm still very much enjoying. But I know Anna, in addition to Persona, also got a shiny new game this week. So we should probably knock off the shiny new games up front because, you know, we're professionals. But especially because it's a shiny new game that has tempted me. Sort of tempted me, but then I mentioned it on stream and everyone's like, no, it's rubbish. So I need Anna's opinion, which we haven't discussed off air because we don't discuss games when we're not on the podcast.
Yeah,
it's very important.
I'm actually keen for this as well because I didn't buy it because everyone's opinions online was that it wasn't.
Anna, tell me Suicide Squad is Crackdown with Batman and that I want it. And don't upset me. Don't disappoint me.
Disappoint you? Oh, I would never do that, Kevin.
So it is great.
It's all right.
See, now I'm disappointed.
It's not the best. But it is where you say Crackdown, where you go around shooting a bunch of stuff and doing...
I walked in and watched you play like 3 minutes of it and watched you leap off a building and then shoot someone in the face, and that just screamed Crackdown at me.
So yeah, I got it early because I got the deluxe edition, and I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing in it most of the time.
Killing the Justice League, I think it's in the title, isn't it?
It says to kill the Justice League, right? So I'm playing it. I've played it for about 10 hours. Like, I've been putting a chunk of time in it. And every time I go over to the Flash, is it the Flash? No, the green one, the Green Lantern. Is that his name?
The green one. Yeah, he's called the green one. Yeah.
The green one. He keeps the characters go, oh, we're not strong enough for this. I'm like, well, when am I strong enough? What do I possibly need to do to be strong enough? Because like, I've been seeing people play it online, and they've been like taking out the Flash and taking out the Lantern.
Oh yeah, I've already seen all the deaths on TikTok.
Yeah,
within
and I don't
like an hour of the game coming out.
I don't understand what I'm doing wrong because it's not letting me do that. So I'm just
does
going,
it not have missions that says like head over here and do this, or if it's not guiding
it's
you
got,
in any
it,
way
no it's got missions. He's got basically it's got like your main mission that takes you around the map, and then you have like side missions if you want to go and do them. But now I'm just stuck because it's telling me go and kill the green one, and I'm like, okay, how? Because every time I go, because I went over there with the shark and the shark was like, we are not strong enough for this. We must leave. I'm like, so when am I strong enough? And I don't want to look online because I don't want to spoil it for myself. But I'm like, when am I strong enough? So I've been doing side missions.
So have you not killed anyone in the Justice League yet?
What? Not even Cyborg or...
I've seen a few of them, but I have not yet killed one. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I just don't.
You're not killing the Justice League,
obviously,
by the sounds of it.
Like, I've seen Batman. I've seen... Did I kill Batman?
Green fella. You haven't killed Batman.
No.
Could you start small and kill Robin?
Everyone's killed Robin. I've just seen, like... But I think basically... I think it's just...
What is it in Gotham?
Batman. Superman. The green one. The Flash.
The green one. Love it.
And I feel like you could get the Flash with like a, I don't know.
You would think, wouldn't you? Because
a thin piece of wire that he just runs across or something.
The Flash is messing with me in the game. Like, he's messing with me. He's there. I could take him out if it would let me, but because of the story, it won't. But he's there. It's like I was doing this mission with a gun, this big gun thing, and he's there, but can I take him out? No.
He's notorious for being fast, though, isn't he?
I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but it's fine. It's just, it feels like a bunch of games that have just been like put in a cement mixer and mixed. It's like Sunset Overdrive. Does anyone remember that on the Xbox? It's like that. It's like Crackdown. It's like, I don't know. When you go on big, it's just Prototype. It's got all that going with it. And it's fine. I don't like the fact that, well, because I like single player games. Like, that is my, that's my thing. I like single player story-driven games. And it says you can play this single player, but it's also you can play it co-op for four, which is fine. But I don't want to play with people because they all go the wrong way and they don't listen. And I can't
Idiots. Deal with that.
Idiots, I know. Going, because like I when we got, because like very, at the very start, you go to the Justice League power.
Hall I don't of even justice. Know what
it, there we go, Hall of Justice, right? Went there, and there's all these holograms of all like the heroes, and I went to every single one of them holograms to listen to it. And I know if I played with people, they wouldn't have done that. And that would have annoyed me because I want to know everything that's going on. Because I'm not into DC. I don't really follow DC. Like, obviously I like the single player games, but I'm not into like all the jazz with that, because I didn't know that the Flash's hat helps him be faster so his face doesn't like come off, so it's made of carbon
that's
fiber.
How they phrase it in the comics as well.
Yeah, but it told me that that's what it was for, and I was like, well, that's interesting, thanks for that. So yeah, I like that bit where you can be on your own and look at things. And then there was like another one where you're in like the Batman experience, which is in Metropolis, is that where I am? And it's like a massive big building, and it's got all of the baddies from Batman, and it tells you about certain bits, it tells you about the Joker, and it's just like this whole, obviously, Batman experience. And you go around pressing buttons. I love that. I knew if I was with people like Kevin were like, let's go, I don't want to do this anymore. Maybe he wouldn't because he liked Batman. But yeah,
that was an excellent impression.
I just like to experience and do, because they've put these in the game. So I want to experience them. I want to go and look around. Like, I must have been in the Justice House like at least half an hour just doing that, because that's who I am. So that bit's all fine. It all looks lovely and shiny and beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's just when you get outside, it not empty. Fall apart, but yeah, a little bit empty, because obviously there's the Brainiac, I want to say.
Yep.
That
yeah,
sounds
yeah, yeah.
like a name.
That's right.
Has taken over. And obviously there's enemies around that you obviously go and kill and take out and whatever, and you've got like on tops of buildings there's like little groups that you have to take out, and you do that, you gain stuff, which I don't quite know what well, I do know what the stuff is for, but I was playing on normal, and then I thought I was playing this I had to get like I had this big gun, and for the life of me I couldn't take it out, so I put it down to easy, and if I put it down to easy I get no XP and no like bonus things. So I'm like, that's awful. Like, you're, because it like I was on normal and I could not take out this gun. I'm like, am I under power? Because it said, because like every time you start a mission, it tells you if you're like evenly matched or it's like a little too high. Because I decided to go from one side of the map to the other to go and do something. Yeah, I left there very quickly because like two shots and I was gone, and it was just like, whoa, okay, maybe I need to stay in my section and do my section and do all that. So yeah, it's just I don't know, like I don't know what if I'm doing something wrong and not playing the game correctly, like should, like how am I going to take out the green one when I'm not, because I went over there like with obviously with the shark and there was just these green phantom guns just shooting me down. I'm like, well, that's not very fun. And if the shark tells me not to go there, I'm gonna listen to the shark, you know what I mean? Like,
obviously
I'm gonna go with the shark.
Can you change to one of the others to see if it's like,
yeah, well no, I changed them all and they all says no, let's not do this. Like, so I know who Harley Quinn is, obviously everyone I know who Harley Quinn is. I know of the shark, like I've seen him around. I know of, is it Deadshot? I couldn't even tell you the fourth name one. I have no idea who he is.
The one with the boomerangs.
Yep, couldn't tell you who he is. Anyone?
His name kind of says it all, doesn't it?
Is that his name? Is his name Boomerang?
Yeah, Captain Boomerang.
I have never seen this guy in my life. I could not tell you where he's
gone. Have you not seen the films?
Nope.
Yes, you have.
Kev.
I don't watch DC because I find them very well. I don't watch.
Oh, yeah, no, their films are terrible.
She has, however, seen these, for sure.
These films are good, but their other films are trash.
Yes, you have.
I've seen this Boomerang Man.
Yep.
In what?
Suicide Squad, believe it or not.
Was he in that? Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, he's in it quite a bit.
Wow, I need to watch that again because I didn't know who he was. I was just like, who is this weird man with a boomerang? Like, weird. Like, is he just some add-on that they've decided to add? Couldn't tell you who it was. Anyway, another thing that not annoys me, but I can't get to grips with. So you got four characters. You can play any of them whenever you want. You could also do that in, oh my God, Gotham Knights with the other four. And you could play any of them. Obviously, in Gotham Knights, you'd play them single, unless you play them all. So you can play them all, but... Oh. So with Batman has a set of skills, right? And you know what them skills are? Fine. I'm good with that. Carry on through the game. You get more skills. Excellent. This one... Everyone has different bloody skills, and it annoys the bejesus at me, because I'm just playing a game. I don't remember everything they do. Like, I know everything is set to certain, like, button presses, but I forget what they do. Like, so they can all jump, like, really far, but they all have different ways. So a boomerang man uses his you aim his boomerang somewhere, and then you flip, you...
Teleport.
Teleport there. Fine. But then you get the shark, and you have to build up your jump, and then let go of the button, and then he jumps really high. And then you've got, like, Harley Quinn, who can... do Spider-Man swinging and can do Batman zoomy
grapple.
You know what I mean? Yeah, grapple. See, I need Pab with me all the time to help me with words. And I'm like, I'm getting really, because sometimes you can only play the missions with one character. It says, it's like, oh, Boomerang, you have to take like point on this. And I'm like, I don't want to play Boomerang.
You don't have to do it, you know.
Oh, do you not? I thought you had to.
No. It does that. So that is there to encourage you to play each of the characters. All it does is it gives you bonus XP and loot for playing as that character, but you don't have to play as them.
I thought I had to.
No, it just encourages you to do it, but you don't need to.
So I could just stick with like Harley Quinn and just do the whole game? Wow. Because I do like Harley and I do like the shark. Fun. But I do like Boomerang's like special thing. He goes ding 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 around like all the characters.
Oh yes,
that's quite fun to do. But yeah, I've got it. It's fine. It's not the Batman trilogy. Like, I loved the Batman trilogy.
Is it not like that game at all in terms of style? No.
Well, So yeah. you said Anna that you went to the Batman experience.
Mm-hmm.
That retells the whole of the trilogy. And tells the whole story of... So it's all, I think... it's got to be canonically in that world.
It's in there.
It's meant to be. It's meant to be the fourth one of that series, isn't it?
Yeah. I suppose, but it's... It definitely doesn't play like them in particular. There are flashes of it. There are like, instances of it every now and again, but... I've not seen any stealth as of yet. No. Crackdown is a good way of describing what you're playing. A bit of Gotham Knights in there in the traversal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I had designs of getting this and like playing it on release, and then every review and talk I'd heard of it, I was like, I'm just gonna carry on playing what I'm playing, and then get the next Final Fantasy game at the end of the month and just pick this up. You know, I've just put it on a list. I'll get it later in the year, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like it sounds fun, but I don't feel like I'm necessarily being convinced to rush to it, if that makes sense.
No, like, there's no.
I was open to being told, "Oh, get it," and find myself playing it tomorrow or something. But no, I feel like it's okay.
It's not a bad game. It's not a bad game at all.
Now, IG were wrong for what it did. Like, IG just chucked it under the bus.
It's fine. It's just a little. I don't want to say soulless because it's like there's just a constant. There. It's just swing rooftop swing jump rooftop kill a load of the same enemies, bat them around, shoot them around, destroy the shields, swing rooftop main quest, and then you do a cutscene and then. You come out, and then you got to go to the next main quest. So you got swing, rooftop, baddies, shoot them all again, kill the shield, shoot, blow up the gun, swing, jump, rooftop, cutscene. And I feel like that's all.
Game
I've
over.
Done.
There you go. Pab's done the game.
I was going to say, he feels apparently... like he's actually describing it, and he had to get it right, didn't it?
The story's okay.
The story's very good. The animations are very good. The characteristics are very good. There's a lot of humour in the game. I get vibes of, I suppose, the James Gunn Suicide Squad or the Guardians. I get Guardians vibes from it in times.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a story there to be told, and it's good, but the gameplay isn't. It's fine. Like I say, it's perfectly fine and serviceable, but it's nothing more than that.
One of the things that also bothered me was I realised that one of the things I liked about the story, the sound of the story, was that obviously you're fighting the Justice League and it's insurmountable and that kind of thing. But then I thought, we had that with Injustice, and I loved that. But I'm also like, is this just another Injustice story, but maybe not as good? So
it was an Injustice fighting game.
The story was about, like, yeah, Superman and a load of them had gone bad, and, you know, how do you kill Superman kind of thing. So, yeah, it's that took the wind out of my sails a little bit when I remembered that I'd played that entire story and read it as a comic already. So, I'll just wait.
I should see where it goes. I will probably finish it because I don't... From what I've heard, it's about a 10-hour campaign.
Okay.
10 hours?
Is it? Because I've played 10 hours and I can't get past
well,
it.
Well, because this game... is a service game that through and through there will be a battle pass coming,
right?
And it's a loot game. You finish a quest and a crate comes in, and you get loot.
I do like loot.
And then you get different coloured loots, and there's tons of different skins. There's a shop in there that you can buy skins from.
So what you're saying there, Pav, is that the price is going to drop so hard,
yeah.
Once the hype's gone,
yeah,
because
give it,
this is a service
give it,
game,
give it a month and it'll be down a tenner. Give it 2 months, it'll be down 20. Yeah. It'll fall.
Up for now in 6 months' time.
Yeah, it'll excellent. Be. I'll be honest with you. Give it a year. It'll be on Game Pass, like Gotham Knights was.
Yeah.
So it's like I say, I don't hate it. I like the way the characters move. Like I say, you can tell the pedigree on this game. It's so good. The way that they... Like, I've played mostly as Harley, I think, because I think her traversal's the most I can get to grasp with. I can get to grips with that one pretty well. But the way she turns... The way the character just turns... You're facing, like, over the shoulder, like with her back, the camera on her back, and then you pull down on the analog stick, and she kind of, like, does, like, a... backwards shimmy and then like a shoulder turn into it, and like it's very good. I just like certain animations and way you can tell a lot of money's been spent on this game. It's just that the gameplay is just a bit boring and a bit repetitive, but the actual world itself, I like going around the world. There's so much, like Anna said, the Hall of Justice edit, I did the same as Anna and spent at least 20 minutes in there, just go around looking at everything. And apparently there's tons of stuff like that.
There, isn't
yes, the Riddler's there. Yep, the Riddler challenges are there. You can He just shouts riddles half the time. He just starts talking, like speaking riddles, and I'm like, but nobody nobody acknowledges him. You obviously trigger something in the environment, and he just starts talking. But if your characters are talking, they just ignore him.
Yeah,
they just talk over him.
They do start talking about him, like
yes.
As I've been going around, like you, there's like two basic challenges for them. You've got to do his like speed runs, which I've never. I guess in Batman there was the racing ones.
Oh, I did do one. Yeah, yes. There is one of those I did do. You had to swing through. Which are fine, but like I say, it's not many of them.
Yes,
and it's just a variation of what you've been doing to get to that point in the first place. Because you're just swinging, run up a wall, on the rooftop, across the rooftop, swing, across the rooftop. And then you're like, I've just done this for 10 minutes to get to this point. Why am I doing it again in a timed mode? It's fine.
You've got trophies.
Yes. Because this game is designed for you to be playing forever sort of thing. Like Avengers.
Yes.
No. I'm curious because I really liked Avengers single player. Single player on Avengers I loved. It's a very good story, very good campaign. If this is anything like that, I'll be more than happy. But like I say, that similarly had like all these different things you do, these strikes and runs and raids and all this sort of different thing you do. With your co-op, and that is what this is gearing up for you to do co-op like quests like outside of the main story. Once that's finished, he wants you to carry on playing and work through a battle pass, and I just don't think anyone's going to be that bothered because the gameplay itself isn't worth the time. So I'm here for the story, and I'll like I say, if it's 10 to 12 hours, I'll probably finish it at that because it's more than enough. And like Anna said, at that point, I'll probably turn it down to easy because I don't care if I get XP or not. I don't give a monkey's. Because like you, Anna, I got the silly version. I managed to get it for 60 quid, which isn't bad. And the guns that you get with that are more than serviceable than anything I've had in the game right now. You get some stupid guns with the deluxe edition, and they are better than anything that I've got, and I've played for 5 hours and I've not seen anything.
So you get them guns. I've literally just unlocked them type of guns in the game, if you know what I mean, because you get them the guns early. Obviously they're in the game, but them type of guns I have just unlocked in the main game.
Right. Yeah.
But there is some recurring characters as well. You've got
your
old, like Penguin. Some of them have. Penguin was there, Poison Ivy's there, because obviously she was not alive in the last one. Sorry, edit.
I'm not. It's fine because it's, you say that I got to that point, Anna. Today I've got to that point. That's where I finished. Let's say. Yeah, she's in it.
She is in it.
Of a fashion.
But
it's you saying that you've got to that, because I wanted to do that tonight before the podcast. I was like, okay, I'll deal with one of the Justice League before we get to the podcast, and I decided not to.
Okay.
So you saying that leads me to believe the game wants you to go and spam around the world and just kill all sorts of stuff and just get loot, do side quests. There's daily and weekly like challenges that turn up that are in there.
Is that by that computer lady?
Yeah, Hack.
Yeah.
She's there to give you all these daily challenges and stuff. And I think the game wants you to just grind for a bit before you get to anything clearly.
That's fine. I just don't understand how these YouTubers have got there already. Like maybe they've had the game for a week or two, but cannot.
They've had it same time as anyone else because no review codes went out, I don't think, from what I've heard.
Did you
see that bug they had?
Sorry?
They didn't review it because everybody who started it up auto completed it.
That was a bug, yeah. Yeah, that was a bug that came out.
No, there's someone who I watched and they've had it days before I got it because I was like, because I didn't watch their videos. I was just reading the tags, like what it was, and it's like, kill the Green Lantern, kill Batman. I'm like, well, how have you got this game early? And how are you doing these?
I imagine some influencers may have got it early just because they'll have done a sponsorship sponsored.
Just because they're the best kind of people.
I forgot what I was going to say now. The game, what, like I say, wants you to play it forever, and I don't think people will. But if you get through the story, I think, like I say, I don't think it's getting horrendous reviews. I just think it's getting middling reviews.
Thing is, I feel like if a lot of these games, we want you to play us forever or a long time, and it's like someone needs to start saying it's not realistic. You could see that a mile away with something like this.
Well, like, people are just chasing Destiny. Destiny made this like way of gaming, this gaming like trend, and even they're faltering now at this point. They're struggling to keep up with what, you know, keeping people and whatever you're doing this sort of thing, and being the forever game sort of thing. And everyone's been chasing it since, trying to be the new one of that, the new Destiny. And nobody ever come close to it. I can't think of anyone that actually does consistently come close to something like Destiny. And even, like I say, even that's faltering now. So I think there needs to be a new game plan, so to speak.
Stop making multiplayer games would be my suggestion, but that's, I'm not the...
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to play this co-op. I wouldn't be against it, but I don't think anyone could stop you from running around the Hall of Justice, because I think they'd require four people to get out the door of that building. So if you're just refusing to go, if you're just refusing to go, they'll have to wait for you anyway.
They'd kick me out.
Yeah, so they'd just be kicked off the game. Yeah, yeah.
That is funny though. Yeah, I wanted to go and look at everything, so I did.
Are we going to let Sheepdog speak now and let him tell us what he's been playing?
Are you bored, Kevin?
He wants to get back to Persona.
I'm very abrupt.
I'm conscious that we've talked about those two games for 40 minutes, and we've got 15 minutes left, and you haven't had your go yet. I'm hosting a podcast.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was just the way you were like, right. I enjoyed it, to be fair. So I have mainly been hammering Final Fantasy 16. I finally got it started. And Anna, you need to get back on this, mate. I love it. I really enjoy it. I'm so impressed.
Yeah, like, boring.
I went into this thinking this not only looks like it's a little bit boring, but I haven't heard anything that grabs me, was my thought process. And every day I'm like, it's my lunch break. If I eat quick, I could probably... I know I eat quick anyway, but if I eat quicker, I could get an extra 5 minutes in, play this for a bit. Mrs. Sheepdog starts dozing off on the sofa. Normally I'm like, oh wait, we've got another half hour of this left, keep watching. At the moment I'm like, oh, you look tired, I'll have to go to bed. And she leaves the room and I immediately jump on Final Fantasy. I'd be getting to bed late every night, which is ridiculous. But no, mate, you do. How far did you get before? Because I think just didn't get far enough.
I had to play the big... You know the big one you play at the start? The big... You know the play... Right, well done.
We're like Phoenix and Ifrit flying around.
Yeah, I have to do that again. And I was like, no, I can't bother.
Goodbye. You don't have to do that again in the rest of the game, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, you do.
That's not a thing.
Yes, it is.
No, well, not really.
Yeah,
not
is.
Really.
Yes, it
I'm
is.
Quite far.
So was I.
What do you mean you had to do that again?
I was doing my thing, and then I don't want to spoil it for people, but basically I was just going around, and then the one from the demo, which is in the norm, is he in the demo? The big dude that you...
Right, played? No, so the opener of the game, is Ifrit and
Phoenix and then he fighting. Again. And I just like, I cannot be bothered with this. I wasn't enjoying it anyway.
The plot of the game has like, it's starting with that thing, and then... It shows adult character, goes back to the childhood for like 5 minutes, has that Ifrit return, and then that is it. That is like literally, there's no more of that flying around stuff, jumping about, or at least where I am. There might be later in the game, I don't know. But it's not that. It's not that, because I had that same thought. Someone had told me it was a bit like. Was it you, Pav, that said it was kaijus? Or is that the right word?
No, but I can see that. There are several battles like that, but they're not.
Yeah. But they're not like, it's not the battles. It's not like you get to a boss and it's a kaiju battle. It was at the start of the game. I'm saying, once you get past that first hour, I'm not saying that you're a liar. I'm saying there's not kaiju battles every 5 minutes.
No,
I'm saying...
but then I got to... I don't know what was happening. Basically, I'd just done a big battle. I came out of it, walked up a hill, and then it was another big battle. I had I had nothing to heal up with because you can only have so many. And I was like, I can't bother. I cannot.
But let it give you game over it and your potions straight away. I've had game over a couple of times and it's just like, yeah, here's your potions. Off you pop, little one. But it's. I was expecting it to. So the whole it doesn't feel like Final Fantasy thing, I hadn't just heard that from you. I'd heard that elsewhere. And I feel like it's got like more Final Fantasy references to like old games and everything littered through it than any of the other ones. Like, I'm actually, every time I go somewhere, I'm like, oh, there's another little nod. You know, I was walking through a field and there was a scarecrow that was basically Vivi from Final Fantasy IX, and it kind of threw me for a second because it's just like seeing a HD version of that character, but like with a stake through him just hanging in a field. Yeah, there's just tons of stuff like that where I suddenly realise I'm looking at something from one of the old games and I'm like, whoa, I'm unrolling the story, you know, there's sort of, it's like all these games, all the Final Fantasies kind of start with premise one and then the character kind of establishes the answer they were looking out for, but it opens up a whole much bigger story, and that's kind of, I'm just at that bit where good old Sid has gone, this is what I want to do. And it's like, huh, okay, that sounds like a big ask you've got there, sir. I was quite thrown last week because I was in the North Pub. Just as a side note, obviously, I actually said to you last week, I was like, I'm up North Pub. Maybe I can come do the podcast at yours. You just didn't reply. So I didn't ask again. And then this.
He doesn't want you in his house.
Well, firstly, none of them knew that I wasn't on the episode, and I thought, okay, maybe Pav just didn't hear me suggest it. But while I was up there, I was standing outside the shop, and a man spoke, and for a split second, Pav, I thought it was Sid from Final Fantasy. I realised I'm in the North, and that's just how they all speak. It made me stop, because it sounded identical, and I was just like, oh my, like, you know, you just get that feeling in your back. I stopped, looked to the side, and then thought, well, no, it's obviously not going to be a man from a computer game. I don't know, is that Ralph, what's his name?
Innocent.
His voice is just amazing. Anna, it's worth playing the game just to hear him talk. Hmm. Did you get to Sid? Because I feel like...
I don't remember.
Yeah, probably.
I think you would have done, because you didn't know who I was talking about. But I think if you gave it a proper crack, I mean, which you probably will when you're bored, and I think you'll enjoy it. I think you did the kind of thing that you sometimes do where you're excited and it's not exactly what you're looking for in that moment, and you get a bit worried about it, but... I urge you to try it out, because I feel very like it's a Final Fantasy game and I'm very much enjoying it. That actually reminded me then that obviously FF7 Rebirth is coming out at the end of the month, and I haven't completed the Integrate DLC, so I've been trying to play that, but I keep getting bogged down in the Fort Condor side games. And I'm really, what's bothering me, and I'm hoping that you might know the answer, or one of you might, will my save from Rebirth and Integrate carry into... remake carry into Rebirth? Has that been established?
No, I
got
idea.
A clue.
Because I'm
no idea.
Yeah, because I'm not going to go and do all these poxy side games if it's not going to carry through. But if it's going to carry through, then I kind of want to perfect my save, I guess, and move it all across. But I don't really want to Google it and end up spoiled or something. I'll try and find out. But if anyone listening knows the answer, then maybe just drop me a tweet and let me know, because that'll save me looking it up. I'm really hoping it does, because I feel like that's what makes it cool, right? That you kind of get to a point where all your characters are a certain level and then you start the new game and they're at that level when it carries on. But I can also see how it'd be easier for them to design a game where you're not at level 50 already and, you know, rinsing through it, because otherwise they've got to keep making everything bigger, aren't they, all the way through.
Are you at level 50? Yeah.
I'm not a level. I don't know what I'm at, level 30 or something like that. But I think the cap on the game is 50, which made me think maybe there is a plan to let you take it through. Because obviously, the save goes through the other one, but it does different people. So yeah, we'll see on that one, I suppose. Otherwise, I have, other than Final Fantasy, while I was away, I was playing Mario Party, which was fantastic, but very communist, which everyone agreed on is a problem with that game. It was very fun. You talked about Prince of Persia last week, Pap, and I also, I was going to say I played it. I was there while it was being played. I was interacting with it, and that looks really good. That's now on my Amazon list because your review of it and watching my friend play it, it looks up my street. It looks bloody hard.
I've heard people say very much Hollow Knight alike, and I went, oh, maybe this is kind of Sheepdog's street then.
Yeah, so it was funny because I was watching it and I was like, this game looks horrendous. And then my friend pointed out this is the bit they were doing was actually like a side challenge you didn't really need to be doing. But it was like in Hollow Knight, they have a thing called the Path of Pain that you don't get much for doing. It's just you kind of go through it. It's a bit of story there, but you have to do it because it's almost impossible. And they were trying to do the equivalent of that and they kept failing. And it was like, oh, God, this just looks rock hard. But I've put that on my Amazon this year. Normally on my birthday, I'm obviously moaning. I don't know what I want. My list is already two games long and it's only January. I mean, I'll probably buy them before then, but I'm just thinking slowly build this up. Put Persona on there, keep adding more stuff, might actually do what I'm supposed to have been doing all along. But that looked really good. I'm trying to think, there's another game I've been playing and I cannot for the life of me think of what it is, so I might have to just wrap up there. But I've been hammering Final Fantasy. I think I'll get 16 done before Rebirth comes out. It's going to be a whole first 3 months of the year Final Fantasy, isn't it? Which is going to be great. I'm going to love that. It's like I'm, I don't know, 15 again, because that's all I ever did when I was that age. Ah, Mario Wonder was the other game I've been playing. I've got two worlds left on that. I kind of half suck at it, and I'm doing a world every 2 hours. I'm completing a world, give or take, you know. So I feel like I'm not doing too bad at it if I'm still completing it at that rate. But I'm liking that the challenge hasn't done that Mario thing yet, where suddenly it's impossible to do. I'm hoping it doesn't do that on the last boss, because that's usually when it really kicks in for me. But It's been leveling nicely, and it's still a great game. So that's there's nothing much more to say on that one.
Splendid. Anna, have you got any more other than the ones we've already talked about?
Negative.
Then over to you, Pabby.
Okay. Sheepdog did mention Prince of Persia. I played about another 90 minutes of it, getting through it. I do like that game. I just chip away at it here and there, I think. I'm in the sewers now, I think, something like that. I'm in the like sewage area, sewers, I want to say it is. I think I just got through there. I think I just got another power. So I'm working my way through that. I'm also playing. It's been a busy week for me. I'm also playing a Sega game.
Are we having to guess which one it is?
A Sega game. I was that is
trying to think then, like
that is very popular.
Sounds like Football Manager to me.
No, not that popular. I'm playing the new Like a Dragon game. Cause I got caught up in the hype train.
Game?
Like a Dragon.
Oh yeah.
Yes, it's supposedly the best game in the series, and I got caught up in the hype for it, and I was like, oh, sod it, let's play this game, even knowing full well that I, by this point of the podcast, I won't have even got out of the tutorial, and I definitely haven't. But yeah, I just wanted to play it and start it up, and I've played about probably nearly 2 hours. I would say I've played, of that 2 hours, maybe 15, 20 minutes. The rest of it's been cutscenes. and apparently that goes on for 10 hours like that. So I've got a way to go.
The first one.
Sorry?
The first one. I loved that until I got stuck on it. So
yeah, I've got so far in it and then just kind of fell off of it. There's certain things about this game that I just need to see and play.
You want to know why I stopped playing? Kevin will like this. I couldn't beat up a JCB. carry on.
Fair enough. Yep.
This as in it beat you, or you just really wanted to beat it up?
It was it just kept taking me out.
I'm not going to lie, I think Kev might like these games. Based on the fact that they're turn-based, there's lots of running around dealing with relationships, and it's kind of absurd at times, and it's insane. I mean, like I say, in the opening, 90 minutes, the Ichiban went on a, he was like, he was going on a date with some woman, and because he'd been in prison and he'd been so busy in the previous game, you know, battling and what have you, he's not been on a date in a while. It resulted in pretty much, he had a great date, and then the end of it, he proposed. it's just insane. I watched the cutscene and I audibly like gasped, and I heard myself through my headphones. I've never made a noise like that. Just the shock of what I'd just seen. It's just outrageous, but it's just brilliant. And like I say, I think there's quite a way for me to get to be where the main part of the game is. But yeah, it's one of them games that I'm gonna try and play and stick with this year. And the other thing that I have played, and I've played, this has kept me off Fortnite this week. This has
goodness me.
I've been playing more Pal World. I've played a lot more Pal World this week. So I've been playing co-op now. I now have a saddle for one of my pals. I've beat a boss. I've beat several like world bosses. I've beat one of the towers. And now what I've done is a lot. Because we started this new server, and that requires you to basically start the whole game again. So we speed run through all the tutorial things, get to a decent like place to start, like setting up base. We set up base and then immediately set up to get upgrading the base so we can get pals in to do the work of the chopping the wood, getting the stone, cooking the food, smelting the ingots and whatever. You do that, but then you need to catch them as well. And then like we've been around exploring the different things, trying to get higher level pals to be able to improve the base, speed the base, but kind of speed running the base a little bit, trying to get stuff up and running so it's a bit more self-sufficient. It doesn't require us to be around all the time. Two nights this week, I have like been on it for over an hour past where I'd normally turn my computer off. The time just disappears. Absolute time sink. Just wandering about, catching these pals, running about, trying to catch stuff. We went into an area where we just got absolutely flattened, absolutely blitzed. We decided to go the opposite way from that because I think we were like level 15 or something like that, and we were facing 25s, and we were just getting one shot. So we had to turn away from that. We're working our way up. We're trying to get something called Anubis, which is a good pal for your base, something like that. But you need to breed certain pals to be able to get. There's a way to get him because he's an end game pal, but you can breed certain ones to get him. I don't know. But I'm having a good time just wandering about. No guns yet. I've got bullets. I think I'm one level away from being able to unlock muskets. So I'll have muskets soon. And then I think we'll work up to pistols and then maybe machine guns. I don't know. But it's been fun, and it's still there. We're another week on. It's still there. I think we're at 19 million played now. I think it was 7 million. I think they announced in the week that Xbox, they've had 7 million downloads on Xbox or whatever it is. And then we're up to, I think it was 12 million Steam. So I think it's 19 million, I think, overall. Which is bonkers. is absolutely bonkers for a game. And this is the thing now, because I'm playing this, I'm trying to slow it, not trying to slow it down a bit, but it's an early access game, so I'm going to hit a wall at some point where it's going to be like, this is all we've made. This is as much as we've got. So I think we might have to cool the jets on it a little bit, because like I say, I've done quite a bit of it this week and we might need to calm it down. But yeah, so far I've not hated it at all. It's like I say, it's a bit of Pokemon, a bit of Breath of the Wild.
That was weird. Apologies there, Pabby. You just explaining to the listener what happened. You completely cut out. Apparently, you carried on talking, but they would have heard me going, "Pabby, why are you not saying anything?"
Do you know what? So Pabby's been cutting out for me a little bit, and towards the end of his talk there, I thought in a second he's going to ask me my thoughts on this, and then it went silent, and I thought if he's asking me my thoughts now and I can't hear him, it just sounds like I've gone silent. Because I know last week you were like, "Oh, I wonder what she's doing," and I thought, "Oh, I've just sat here now and no one's spoken for 10 seconds. It's on the podcast. It's going to sound like I just didn't respond. So I'm glad that it wasn't empty. What were you saying, Pep?
I don't know. Where did I lose you? I don't know.
Oh, repeatedly throughout that. You've been cutting out constantly, but I assume it's all recording fine on your end.
It's recording all fine on my end, yeah.
Yeah. So the listener is fine. And okay. We'd covered it so well until that moment.
I had stuck a little note in going, there was a point where I spoke, and then as I was speaking,
see, I heard that come through, but that's not come through on the
weird. I think Discord's having a mare then.
What do you think of it, Sheepdog? What do you think of all this?
So, I mean, I think the first thing I really want to make clear is I'm quite delighted that there's something like this happening that is probably going to scare the heck out of Game Freak.
Yeah, they're going to go and get some voice actors finally. Thank goodness.
I did have a laugh earlier, Kev, when you said that, and then 2 minutes later you were telling me that they're normally 60 gig games and somehow this one's a 20 gig game, and I'm thinking, the man still doesn't... I mean, to be fair, that's their weird decision they need to get over as well. I know a couple of weeks back I was saying they couldn't make games that were bigger, but I think what I meant in the moment that I didn't explain very well was they should just make bigger games. And it's insane that they choose to do it that way, but that's how they've always done it. And I don't really get why. But and I'm sure they've got a reason why that I don't know, but blah, blah, blah.
It's the fact that they're bringing games out every 2 years instead of like every 5 years.
Oh, yeah, but that doesn't stop them making the files bigger, does it? Do you get me? Like, you know, that's the bit that they've got. I did look into it a while back and learn about it, but I don't care. Also, yeah, with Power though, I mean, I hadn't seen it at first, so I was very much like, this sounds great, rah, rah, rah. And when I looked at it, I was like, okay, there's nothing inherently wrong with it at all. Like, it's not my cup of tea because I don't like shooting games particularly. So I probably won't go and put any kind of big effort into playing it, but I'm not against getting on Game Pass because I don't get why people are a bit funny. Other than the fact they seem to have stolen a lot of art, but that's, again, not my problem. I'm not the company. If the company sue them, I mean, I don't believe in art being stolen, obviously. I want artists to be protected, but Pokemon are kind of massive. So it's like, I don't really feel that any, you know, if you were telling me they'd stolen a load of art from, you know, Twitter artists, I'd be like, well, that's insane. I know all theft's bad, but it's like, again, it's something that's going to make Pokemon do a bit more and try a bit harder. And they almost certainly will win their court case, so I'm kind of, part of me is thinking maybe I should play it before they destroy it with court cases, but we'll see what happens. But I think I'm getting a bit miffed of any amount of people who are being weird about it. Like, there's liking it, and then there's claiming that it's really pretty. It looks very normal. I don't know, I was expecting it to be some gorgeous level art, and I was like, the creatures just look like sort of downgraded Pokemon, you know. And that's not, again, I'm not trying to be snarky because it's a very fun game from what I'm told, but there's a lot of the things people told me about it or were saying about it, I was like, oh, this sounds like it's gonna be, you know, everything you've ever wanted. And then it was like, oh, it just looks like a game. It doesn't look like a super modern 4K game. But then I can't understand why it's at 19 million players. That's mad, isn't it? That's gone properly viral. Like, whatever, I bet they don't even know what's happened there. It's fun to see a game do that because it doesn't happen often.
I mean, for me, it's like there's there's a Pokemon element to it, but there's also something like a Valheim or an Ark element to it, where it's like a co-op multiplayer.
Yes, yeah, Ark was the thing I'd heard. Survival. Everyone was calling it Ark with Pokemon, and then suddenly it became Pokemon with guns. And I was like, well, there already was an Ark Pokemon mod. So I know there's a cry out for that, because that was one of like quite a popular mod a couple of years back. My son used to watch a lot of YouTube videos.
It's much more simplified than Ark, though. It's not.
But I think that I tried Ark, and that was its downfall for me. It was complicated. So
if you played this, you would fall into it quite easily. It's not you just go, and there's no pretense to it, and loads of tutorial explanation of anything. It's just kind of just get in, get some gear, start crafting stuff, and then build your way up the skill, the tech tree, and just start going. And it's not, and you just in the middle of that, there's Pokemon stuff around you.
I will admit, right, when it first started gaining noise online, I thought it was a Steam-only game, and I this is going to sound well childish the way I'm wording it, but I didn't go near it because I thought it was naughty. I thought it was some... The way... I swear it came out a bit like, there's this thing out. Like, oh, you know, check it out. It's an under-the-counter Pokemon game. And I was like, oh, I don't really know if I want to get involved in that. And then seeing it on Game Pass, I was like, oh, it's a completely legitimate game that someone just described in a really dodgy way. So I felt like that, if I hadn't been introduced to it in that way at the beginning, I might have seen it early on and had a go on it. And I just haven't had a chance since. So, yeah, I'll talk to Ollie over the weekend, my son, and see if he wants to have a crack at it. Because
co-op, yeah, you can do that quite well.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, I'm not good at shooting games, so I reckon
the most realistically, you're going to have a bow and arrow. You're not good. I'm nearly at a musket, and I'm level 20. You ain't getting a gun anytime soon.
Jeez.
You might see some enemies with a gun, but that's about it.
It's quite funny. But yeah, no, part of me just, I don't know how long this has got, because I don't know what, it's intriguing from a purely nerdy, what do these companies do kind of thing as well, isn't it? Like, I've never seen a game come out and be a bit like, yeah, that is Electabuzz. What of it? That is Eevee. What of it? I saw a great TikTok where they were just like pretending stuff. And there's been a very entertaining run of gags about it. Like, just trying to act like it's not. But that's, yeah, again, it's not my IP. I think, yeah, I'm ready to stop.
Is that everyone done then? Can I get back to Persona?
Yes. Yeah, I could sense Kev really wanting to Persona his face off.
Excellent. Well, boys and girls, if you would like to pester us on the internet, you can do that at MGUK Podcast, or you can follow me at Lelujo.
And you can follow me at RB6K.
I'm Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
And unless Sheepdog's a liar, they'll see you next week, boys and girls.
We will, guaranteed.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.